You're listening to SBS News.
Just months away from completing a degree in engineering, Chloe Polglazy was hoping to find work in the field, but she was given little encouragement from Disability Employment Scheme counsellers.
And they weren't really interested in finding me engineering work. They told me that that was a dream that I could work towards, but I had to be more realistic. And then try to suggest very inappropriate career pathways, such as start as a receptionist at an engineering firm and work my way up to engineer.
The 23-year-old who has autism says the service didn't understand her disability.
And only really kind of stereotyped understandings. There's a lot of comments because I'm autistic about like, oh, of course you'd notice that, or oh, you're so switched on every single time. When I was like reading the paperwork, I'd be like, oh, you've made a mistake, that's not correct. They're like, oh, no one would else would pick that up. Or I'd ask them to explain what I was signing and they were didn't know how to explain it because they're not used to explaining it, which I thought was pretty concerning, because someone shouldn't have to ask to have paperwork explained. I think it should just be explained.
Sam Martin is deaf and works in the deaf sector. Speaking through an Auslan interpreter, he says he'd face significant barriers to employment elsewhere.
Well, if I joined the film industry, there would be many different challenges that I would face. For example, with film, you know, it's really fast-paced, there's a lot of speech. As a deaf person, being involved in those discussions would be impossible. Everything would go over my head. Even bringing an interpreter in, I mean, they would never do that. So I think it would be really hard to be involved in that workplace.
Children and Young People Australia describes the employment system set up to assist young people with disability as broken. Chief Executive Mary Sayers wants political parties to commit to developing a national strategy to support young people with disability into employment.
So that would include streamlining employment services. It would include working with employers to make sure that they can employ young people with disability, and there's incentive for them to employ young people with disability. There's never been a better time. We know the labour market is tight, and at the moment employers are missing out on the really unique skills that young people with disability bring.
The organisation is also calling on the incoming government to invest in research to identify ways to improve the current employment system for young people with disability and reform the disability support pension to ensure fair access, as well as offering more support for young people with disability to undertake post-school education. A coalition campaign spokesperson says the Morrison government is committed to improving disability employment programs for young people, ensuring they're fit for purpose, sustainable, and lead to better employment outcomes. Labor has pledged to get the National Disability Insurance Scheme back on track, so employment can be put back into the goals of young people on it. The shadow spokesman for the NDIS, Bill Shorten, says Labor will also bring focus to evidence-based approaches to make sure young people with disabilities can secure decent long-term jobs with the Disability Employment Services Centre for Excellence. Gareth Borum, SBS News.